This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has killed more than 35,000 people worldwide, most in Europe. More than 738,000 people have been infected around the world. Italy and Spain account for more than three-quarters of the deaths in Europe. Monday, Spain confirmed another 812 deaths in 24 hours from the coronavirus. Spain's healthcare system is struggling to cope with the surge of seriously ill patients all at once, with hotels and conference centers being used as temporary clinics and Madrid's largest ice rink turned into provisional morgue. In Russia Monday, President Vladimir Putin urged residents of Moscow to respect the lockdown that has seen the closure of non-essential shops, including restaurants and cafes in Europe's largest city. The U.S. government's top infectious disease expert says the country could see 100 to 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci said millions could become infected in the United States. Faced with Fauci's grim projections, President Donald Trump extended federal guidelines recommending people stay home for another 30 days until the end of April. The U.S. now has more cases of COVID-19 than anywhere else, but unlike Italy, where the mortality rate of confirmed cases is around 10%, the rate in the U.S. at this stage is closer to 1.5%. Japan's top government spokesman said Monday there was no truth to rumors the government was planning to declare a state of emergency from April 1st to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Now that the Olympics have been postponed, more on that in a moment, Tokyo's COVID-19 cases are rising and the city's governor requests people stay home. From Washington, this is VOA News. With the 2020 Games postponed, many suspect the numbers are rising because Japan suddenly has no reason to hide them. One former Japanese prime minister tweeted, quote, "It was Olympics first, not Tokyo's residents," end quote. Experts have found signs of an explosive increase in infections in Tokyo, Osaka, and other urban areas. Monday, the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee held its first executive board meeting since the Olympics were postponed. They're trying to work out the plethora of issues now facing them, thanks to the rearranged games due to the coronavirus. The Tokyo 2020 CEO said Monday the Olympics now would run from July 23rd to August 8th, the Paralympics from August 24th through September 5th. The Denmark Financial Supervisory Authority said Monday the banking sector should not pay out dividends or buy back shares amid the uncertainty caused by the coronavirus outbreak. The director of a Dutch museum said thieves stole a painting by Vincent van Gogh. The museum was closed to the public because of the coronavirus outbreak. Monday, the United Arab Emirates loosened restrictions on several messaging applications as residents work and study from home during a coronavirus lockdown. The move is part of the UAE's efforts to contain the spread of the novel coronavirus and support distance learning. WhatsApp and FaceTime are still barred. A U.S. governor said Monday he does not want a cruise ship with passengers suspected to be suffering from coronavirus to dock in his state. The Holland America Line vessel, the Zaandam, passed through the Panama Canal overnight as the company looked for a place that would allow its remaining passengers to disembark. Healthy passengers were picked up by another of the company's ships Sunday. Dozens on board reported flu-like symptoms in mid-March. Four of them have since died. Florida's governor said he views this as a big problem and does not want to see people dumped in South Florida right now. State media confirmed Monday that nuclear-armed North Korea successfully tested super-large multiple rocket launchers. But leader Kim Jong-un was not described as commanding the drill, as analysts say Pyongyang seeks to normalize its launches. With the world focused on the coronavirus pandemic and North Korea insisting it has not had a single COVID-19 case, the isolated state has carried out four such firings this month. Unusually, the official Korean Central News Agency, KCNA, did not say in its report that Kim had directed Sunday's test. Via remote from Washington, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.